as bone marrow transplantation got safer and safer, you began to wonder, could replacing blood-forming cells that generate red blood cells that sickle with blood-forming cells that make red cells that can't might be a cure?
Yes, and not just me. Investigators around the world did this, and actually, we've known that bone marrow transplant could cure sickle cell disease since the mid-80s, when actually a patient with sickle cell disease developed leukemia. And the patient got a bone marrow transplant primarily for the leukemia and ended up getting a 2-for-1 because the donor didn't have sickle cell disease, and red cells come from bone marrow stem cells. Not only were they cured of their leukemia, but the patient was cured of sickle cell disease. Now, the problem in the rest of the 80s, 90s, and until recently is twofold. Number one, most patients didn't have a perfect match. And back then, we needed a brother or sister with a perfect match in order to do a bone marrow transplant.
And that was only a 1 out of 4 chance or something like that, right?
That's correct.
To be a match like that.
That's correct. And it was even less than that because you might have a match, but you could have a sibling or a brother or sister. Maybe they have sickle cell disease, so you couldn't use them. So it was actually less than that. Now that we can do half-match bone marrow transplants and we don't need a full match, now about 90% or more of patients will have a suitable match. We've used aunts, we've used uncles, we've used stepsisters and stepbrothers and children, nieces, nephews. We can almost always find a donor. The other thing that has changed is by reducing the chemotherapy that we have to give to get the graft in, it's now a lot safer. Back in the 80s or 90s, we used to have to use really high-dose chemotherapy, and patients with sickle cell disease had a lot of organ damage, kidneys, lungs, liver.
So you were throwing the kitchen sink at these people.
They couldn't
tolerate it. Because that worked for leukemia, but wasn't the kind of thing that was going to work as well for sickle disease with a kidney problem or one of these other organ problems.
Exactly. Yeah. Now that we can use much less intensive chemotherapy, and now that almost everyone has a donor, and now that the toxicity of the bone marrow transplant has become much less, we started to say, hey, you know, we can do this more widely now, and this could be safe and potentially curative.